5 is Wednesday. The first day back is Thursday.
Hello, I'm not here.
You're not going to be here?
Why would I not be here?
You're just going to stay for Shabbos?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll do Zoom then.
Yeah, I don't think anyone will be here. Like, after 9 of the year, I don't think people will be here.
Yeah, you're going to come back or you're just talking?
What?
Are you talking or are you going to be back?
When is this?
Thursday. Wednesday is Yisrochag. All right, let's talk about it. We'll talk about it next week.
Why is it talking about it?
Because it's one day, last day of the week. So maybe out-of-towners want to stay for Shabbos. Okay, let's go. Let's begin. 105. Okay, well, I want to do 7 different mahalchim today. Let's get them down. One at a time. Let's go slow with it. There's a principle called Ikar Potes HaTofel. And that's what we're dealing with now in the sugya. So I wanted to go through 7 different mahalchim. Okay? So the first mahalach that I want to go through is the following. What do we talk about Ikar and Tafel when you have a Taruvus? When you have a mixture. Okay? So it says in which siman in Or HaChaim is devoted to Ikar and Tafel? Remember?
Reshit
Beis. Excellent. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur de Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that Ikar and Tafel applies not just if it's mixed together, but it applies not just when it mixes together. Yes, Natanael?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Where are you? At home?
Yeah.
All right. I want you. It's 56 Allwood. Allwood.
Okay. Perfect.
In the Clifton. Allwood.
56 Allwood with an A.
Is it place or road?
Road.
Are you sure? There's two. I'll call you right afterwards. Let's not do it now. We got a lot to do. Okay. You ready? It's 56. It's either Allwood Place or Allwood Road. But they're two different things. They're not far from one another, so...
I'll find it, yeah. It's okay.
If I end up No, I'll find out. Okay? Now listen to this. Let's go. I want to do 7 mahalchim today. Let's go. Kivi Gisser. It says in the Mechaber in the Tour that Ikar and Tafel is used not just when they're Mura B'yachad. What was the example? What's the example in Shas where we use it when there's Taruvus? No? A Nigron, that's mixed together. And the Gemara invoked the phrase Ikar and Tafel. So that's the case where it's a Taruvus. But it can also be used when it's not a Taruvus. Like what? Like our Mishnah. Each one is on its own. Right? You have the Gimperis Genusar, you have the Maliach, you have the Pas. So it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch that Ikar and Tafel doesn't just apply when it's a Teruvus, but it applies even when each one's separate. So the chief rabbi of Amsterdam was named the Chacham Svi. Please get this. Chacham Svi in his Chuvus in Simon Kufchav Tes claims that if you have a Teruvus, even if both ingredients are Ikar, but still one of them is considered to be what? Ikar and one's Tafel. Which one? The one that's rove is called the Ikar. The one that's tuffle is called the what? The one that's mute is called the tuffle. You got that? He says, unless the mute is from the Chameshis Mini Dagon. If it's from the Chameshis Mini Dagon, then what? Then it's not tuffle, even if it's a mute. Adaraba, it becomes the Ikar. Why? Because Chameshis Mini Dagon are binim der chashuvim. Because it says kol sheyeshbo. Yes? Kol sheyeshbo. So therefore it comes out from the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ches Siv Zayin, if you mix rice in a tafshel, let's say you mix rice with potatoes, and the potatoes are the rov, what bracha do you say? Let's say you have a mixture of rice and potatoes. Akiva Gisser, you call me tonight? Yes? Okay, Mr. Shem, you're not pulling out. You're not going to pull out. You're not pulling out, Lamaisa. Okay, like the Shabbaton, right? Okay? You with me? You'll be there, Mr. Shem. Okay, listen. Now listen. What happens if rove of it is what? Rove is potatoes and the meat is rice. What's the din? What's the din? You tell me. What bracha? Adama. Yes? Why? What about rice? Isn't rice mizonos? What's the answer? It's not kol sheyeshbo. Kol sheyeshbo excluded rice. You got that? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Reishka Sifkot Laman, that's why I gave it to you, that even though Chamesh and Mini Dagan are what? Even Chamesh Mini Dagana, Afilu Hema Miud Hema Ikar. You got that? Mr. Bruce says even the chamesh mini dagon, if to the miut adikar. But orez is not considered to be what? Orez is not chashuv. Even if the bracha is mezainis. It's not chashuv. Everything is a miut, miataruvus, u harihu tofu. Yes? So orez is not considered to be chashuv, and therefore, even though the bracha is mezonos, what's the din? If it's a miut, what's it called? A tofu. You got that? What does the Shartzian say there in Sifkat Lamadala? Please get this all down, Shmuel. Rubo Kikulo. What's Rubo Kikulo? If rove of the thing is potatoes, then it's rove. So what do you see from this? You see from this Chiddush of the Chacham Svi, that one, that the Chacham Svi says that the concept of Iker and Tafel applies to a Taruvus as well. And the Miud is called the what? The Tafel. Yes? Okay. Where is the Makor of the Chacham Svi? So it comes from a Rishon. Which Rishon? The Ra'ah. Let's get it. It says in the Gemara Lamed Vavu Medbeis that anytime you have a Taruvus, it's Chamesh Shmini Dagon is a Mezoinus. Yes? A Taruvus of Chamesh Shmini Dagon is the Iker. Comes the Ra'ah on Lamed Zayin Medbeis and he asks, I don't understand something. Pas is Tafel. What's more Chosha? Pas or Chamesh Shmini Dagon? Pas. And pas is still called a tofel in our sugya. So why do you all of a sudden say chamesh mini dog can never be tofel? Kol sheyesh bo. What are you talking about? Asks the Ra'ah. It's a great kasha. You got that kasha? So what's the answer? So he answers like this. Please get this down. Our Mishnah is not talking about a taruvus. When we say pas is tofel to the maliach, you're right, it is tofel. But that's not talking about a taruvus. But earlier in the Gemara, when we talk about Adlam Vav Beis, that's talking about what? You want to eat all the minim together, it's a taruvus, and you go to feed the rov. And if there's dagon, that's kashuv, and therefore that's called sheyeshbo. Yes? Follow the rules of Taisus. What happens in Ladabik Baalma? Where was that Taisus? Adlam Vav Beis. If it's Ladabik Baalma, do we say kol sheyeshbo? No. Therefore what? It's tafel mamish. What do you see from the Ra'ah? That there's a distinction between ikar and tafel by taruvus. You go bust the rov, or you go bust the dagon, and it's different than tafel in ikar when it's not a taruvus. When it's a taruvus, ikar and tafel, the michael's lafi the ikar shabo. Basheng is not a taruvus. Comes many in the gedol achroinim. I don't know many, but the mishnah brach and simul chavtes says nira sheach ikar v'tafel. It was not a taruvus. The tafel's chayv in a bracha, but the bracha ikar patters it. You got that? But a taruvus, what's it did? That's when the lumbus comes up. In a taruvus, there is no chiyuv bracha on a tafel. When it's kolecha levado, then there's a chiyuv bracha on the tafel, and the ikar patras the tafel. When it comes to taruvus, what's it did? When it comes to taruvus, what's it did? What's halacha? When it comes to taruvus, what's the lumbus? The tafel doesn't need a bracha. Please get this down. That's the first tikkun Torah I want you guys to get. That's number one. Okay, so if somebody asks you Iker and Tafel, well, Iker and Tafel applies both scenarios. Our dish is not a taruvus. The Nigron and Lamed Zayin is what is a taruvus. Someone might ask you what's the difference in lumbness. I'll tell you the difference. When it's kolach and levado, even the Tafel requires a bracha. The bracha Iker passes a Tafel. But when it's a what? When it's a taruvus, the Tafel doesn't even need a bracha. You got it? Natan, are you with me?
Yeah.
That's number one. Yeah. Okay. That's number one, Mahalik. Let's get it. Number two. Second Mahalik. Let's get it. Comes out, Lamaisa, that there's a principle called Pachas Mikashir. Yes? The Beis Yosef, in Simon Reishud Beis, Sif Aleph, Dima Maska Kasev. Yes? Asks on the Chumas Adeshin. What's a Chumas Adeshin? Shumas Adeshin's famous shita, that if you eat the tafel before the ikar, what bracha is on the tafel, no matter what food it is? Shakal. He says it against the Rush. The Rush quotes the Reed, Simon Tet Zayin. I think we had it in Taisus, no? What daf? I think it was on Lamed Tes, no? What did the Reed say? That if you eat something possibly Geshir, what's the bracha achrona? Excellent, Sam. Remember Taisus rejected it? I'm pretty sure it was a Taisa Lamed Tes, no? Lamed Tes went off in the top Taisas. Yeah. It was the re hayom bread of hashkinah la bracha chshuvi. Even batsa mishuri he said. Then he said lo neir. It's wrong. Of course, say you need a shear. Yes. So the re says, you say a bread of fashas is less than shear. Okay, good. The Rush says it's ridiculous what I just said. The Rush says the re is wrong, and he says just like you need a shear for brachas achme shalosh, so too you need a shear for bread of fashas. So too it would follow. Keep you with me? So too it should follow. I can't see it. Move this way. So what do you got? What do you got that did? A little bit more. Good. Exactly, right. What happens if you eat tofel? Why should tofel be any different? If shahako, also here, if you eat a davar tofel, why should the bracha change? Kol davar tofel, inachayim avarka, percussor, riyafa, pikin, inavarka shahako. Okay, granted, you shouldn't say a bracha. I understand you should say a bracha, but where does shahako come from? Just like we attack the reed, you don't say a bread of fashion less than this year, we should attack this trumas adesh that you should say shahako. You got the kasha? Yeah. Who asks his kasha? Beis Yosef asks his kasha. We mention Beis Yosef all the time. It's a monumental work. Simon Reshud Beis, Sifav Timaskal Kosov. He says, what on earth is the trumas adesh talking about? So who comes along? Who wrote the parish on the tour at the bottom called the Darkei Moshe? The Ramah. What does the Ramah say in Sifkat Beis? He says, why are you comparing price of tea in China? What does Pachas Mikashir have to do with Tafel? Tafel, there's no Iker Hada. The reason why you say a bracha is Asaladim Lohadot Mazelolom Bracha. Therefore, you need a shakra. But Pachas Mikashir is a Hada Gemura. What's what have to do with the other? Yeah, Pachas Mikashir is a Hada Gemura from the pre. Therefore, you should say a bracha. Why all of a sudden, if you say that it's less than a shear, so the Re said it was a brain of fashas. That's ridiculous, the Rush says. You shouldn't say a bracha at all. You need to have a shear of it. There's a chesharon shear, lemaisa. The bracha doesn't change. Don't say a bracha. Either say the bracha or don't say the bracha. You don't change the bracha. So Darkei Moshe says, what are you talking about? You can't compare the two. Tafel is much different. Tafel is just to get rid of the problem of Isra Me'ila. All you need is a one shakel for that. Like Rabbeinu Yonah said, remember? Rabbeinu Yonah said, anything you eat less than a shear, you say a shakel, even an orange. Comes along the Darkei Moshe, his pockets make a shear, it's a nagmura. Should require a bracha. And therefore, he has grave difficulty with who? He tries to save the who, the Trumas Hadeshin, from the Beis Yosef. He says he thinks it makes a lot of sense. Pachas Megashir either gets its bracha or doesn't get anything, yes? But when you talk about Tafel, what are you talking about? Tafel is much different. Tafel is not how Magmur is. So the Darkei Moshe answers up who? He answers up the Kasha Megashir, who was on the Kasha was on who? The Trumas Hadeshin, correct? So he answers up the Trumas Hadeshin at the end of the day, the Ramon. Yes? Okay. But the Taz, in Sifkat and Zion, I gave you the Taz, he said, I don't understand the answer to the Darkei Moshe. Because the truth is, less than a shear also is not Hadash Shalema. It is like Tafel. Just like Tafel is not Hadash Gemurah, so too is Pachas Megashir. And if you say Shahakol out of Tafel, Afal Davar Shibrikasa Shoyne, so Pachas Megashir, you should say Abrena Fashos, also on Davar Shibrikasa Shoyne. He says, well, my side, I disagree with you. He says that just like Tafel is not what? Full Hadah. He thinks Pachas Megashir is not full Hadah. It's a good taina. So the Taz basically is on whose side now? The Beis Yosef side. Right? And it does have a price of tea in China. Makes sense to compare the two. Then that leads us to who? The Lavush. How does Lavush answer up the Kash of the Beis Yosef? So I want you to get this. The Lavush is an important thing, which I want you to get in your notes. We'll ask this on the Bechidim Rinetter. The Lavush says, only a bracha rishona do we say asul adam alone, asul adam hadon bol wazab li bracha. That's why you have to say at least a shahako. You follow me, Sam? But a bracha achrona, there is no concept of asul adam hadon li bracha. By a bracha achrona, there is no iser if you eat less than a shear. You follow me? By a bracha achrona, there is no iser. By a bracha achrona, there is no isul adam li bracha if you eat less than a shear. The shivas aminim. What'd you say? Only if you eat a what? Kinei sviya. It's only if you eat a kinei sviya. If you eat a kazai, so l'chaim in rabbanim. But there's no concept of a by bracha achrona, asul adam lo lozeb lo bracha. So that's what the Levush says, and that answers the kasha of the Beis Yosef. Because what does the Beis Yosef say? He wants to compare Tofel to Pachas Mekashir. How do you compare the two together? By Pachas Mekashir, there is no concept. Asa lot of blooms, no bracha. By Tofel, there is. You follow me? So what comes out according to the sheet of the Taz? That there is no, what does the Levush say, actually? Levush says there's no principle of Asalad l'hanah blows up l'racha by brachat rona. Okay, the Taz says that's ridiculous. The Taz says, yes, there is. I want you to get this. If I would ask you, is there a principle of Asalad l'hanah blows up l'racha l'gab the brachat rona? It's a machlok is Levush Taz. Levush says there is not. The Taz says, of course there is. Is there a principle of asalana blanon blumzab lo bracha for Gabi Bracha Kronim? So the Taz says, yes, there is. And the Pri Begadim says, I don't believe the Taz. He says, the Taz, we don't hold like the Taz. Vadai, there's no isalana ulahano believe Bracha Kronim. So there is, the Pri Begadim is very strong about this. And this is what he holds, halachalabaisa, that he holds that there is a one. There is a concept of asal adam l'hadam l'omazam l'bracha by bracha achrona. So what, how does the Taz himself answer up the kash of Yosef? You tell me. How does the Taz himself answer up the kash of Yosef? Brain of Fashos was not a substitute for any bracha. If you say alamichi, you can't substitute the brain of Fashos, but shahakol is a what? Is a bracha on everything. So therefore, if you say shahakol, you yotze. So if you say it's possible to say shahakol on a tuffle, even though the Birkas Iker is not what Shahako. It is possible to say Shahako works in everything. But you don't say it by what? You don't say it by what? Brain of Fashos, you don't say it by the Bison. Because it's considered to be what? It's considered to be two different tracks. So the Beis Yosef asked, well, you know what? How can it tough be Shahako? We don't change Pachim to Kashir. So you know what the answer to that is? The answer is Brain of Fashos. It's not what? It's not a kol bol bracha. A bracha kol elish. Shahakol is it. Is. So since shahakol is, therefore makes a lot of sense, lomaisa, why there's a change. So that's the second mahalach I want you to get down. Comparing tuffel with pachas b'kashir. What was the first mahalach we had? What did you say, taruvus? The second mahalach? This concept comparing tuffel with pachas b'kashir. Okay, number three. Let's get it. Number three. It comes out, so let's get it. The following. Pas, yes? You with me, Sam? Let's get it. Pas comes out. Bread, is that considered to be tuffel to Maliach?
Yes.
It is, but what are the parameters of that? What is the scope of that? Is that only when you needed to eat the Maliach? Or stop, you want to just eat Maliach and bread? And Maliach is there because the bread is the tuffel. So let's get this. So the Tur writes, the Tur in Reshu Beis writes as follows. The Tur says that if you eat a dag maluach and you eat bread with it, what bracha is it? You say a bracha on the Maliach and the pot is the pas. Yes. Yes? You got me, Sam? That's against our Gemara. Yeah. Why is it against our Gemara? Because our Gemara says the only way pas is tuffel to a Maliach is when what? When you have to eat the what? The Maliach, because you had Peres Kedusar. But the Torah doesn't present it like that. Torah just says you have Maliach and bread. Done. The Maharsha says that's nuts. The Gemara seems to indicate the only time that Maliach will be the ikar, the bread will be tough, is when you had to eat the what? The Maliach. Because you had Peres Kedusar. So why does he present it like this? That it's always the case. You got the kasha? That's what the Marshal asks on the tour. Shmuel, you got it?
Yeah.
So the Taz answers like this. Sifkat Nalev. The Taz answers a beautiful shot. You know what he says? He says, I want you to know something. The Gemara, with the case of Peres Kedusar, are just emblematic. What does emblematic mean?
Lav
Davka. But what is it emblematic of? What is it emblematic of, Sam? That you need a case where you just want to eat the Maliach. You can want to eat the Maliach without Peres Kedusar. Peres Kedusar, though, is a slam dunk case where you want to eat the what? The Maliach. But in a Hanami, even if I didn't have Peres Kedusar and I want to eat the Maliach, what's it did?
You can.
And not only that, the Maliach will be the ikar and the what? The pas will be the what? Will be the tuffel. This is what the Taz Lomaisa wants to say. The ikar ritzono of a guy is eat the malich. So in that case, the malich is ikar, the pas is tuffel. That's what the Torah is talking about. You don't have to have a case of Paris Kedusa. Paris Kedusa is just symbol, emblematic of a case where you want to eat the malich. But I can want to eat the malich. You're in the mood for hearing. I don't know, it's Shabbos morning. You know, you like to have hearing. Where's your Paris Kedusa? You don't have to have Paris Kedusa. It's just emblematic of wanting the Paris. Meaning, in order to turn everything around and make pasa tuffel, what do you need? You need to want to eat the what, the other thing. Okay. Comes along the Bach. Who is who? The father-in-law of the Taz. How does the Taz refer to the Bach? Bori chami boch. Mem vav, two squiggles, the ches. What does the Bach say? He quotes a Rambam. Did you guys get a chance to see the Rambam?
Yeah.
What did the Rambam say in Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin? Sheim hayat tzarich lechol dag maluach, v'achol pas imo, nasa pas tfeilu. What is he, does he say anything about Paris Kedusar? Not a word. So what do you see from this Rambam? That it's clear that what? That as long as you need to eat the dog because of what? Actually, did he say that?
He did say that.
He did say Paris Kedusar, didn't he?
No, he didn't. He said it after, I think.
He said you needed to eat it, no? It's mavur from the Rambam, dafki, if you need to what? Eat the dog. Because you had a Dover Buntik before. That's what the Marsha says. Do you have the Rambam here? Does anybody have the Rambam there?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, get it on your phone. Read the Rambam. Perek Gimel Lachazayim. I don't want to wait for it. Perek Gimel Lachazayim of his brachas. He wants to claim the Rambam is exactly like the Marsha. So it comes out, says the Bach, that the Torah holds the same thing. You just didn't read the Torah right. The Torah is talking about a case where you had to eat the Malich. Wow. Please get that down. So it's a machlokas. The Bach and his son-in-law, the Taz, are we talking about a case where you just want to or you have to? What do you mean he had to? Because he had Paris Kedusar. Otherwise, he's weak because of it. It's so sweet. You hear what I'm saying? So the question is, I want you to write, you can write in one sentence. Is it because he had to or he wanted to? The only way that pas can become tough on the malich is that in a situation where he wants to eat the malich or where he has to eat the malich. So the Bach wants to say that the Rambam says where he has to. You have it?
No,
it's all right. Okay, Lemaisa, that's what he wants to say, the Bach. That's what the Bach wants to say. The Bach wants to say that the pshat of the Rambam, is that you're talking about a case where you wanted it. That's the way you have to interpret the Torah as well. Against the Taz that says what? You don't have to want, you don't have to, you can, as long as you want it, it's enough. That's the two ways to approach this. I want you to get that. Okay? So it comes along the Shara Tzion in Reish Yud Bey Sifkat Tess. What does the Shara Tzion write? Shara Tzion writes that pas is a davar chashuv and malich is not a davar chashuv. So malich never becomes ikar against pas unless what? Unless you have to eat what? Unless you need to eat the malich. The only way the malich can be the ikar over pas is if you need to eat the malich. Because you ate Paris Kedusar. You're so weak from the sweetness of it. So that forces you to eat the malich. You follow me? But if you don't need to eat the malich, then the malich is never going to be the ikar. Who says this? The Shara Tzion. You got it?
Not to like malachim, it's so sweet.
It might be. That's why you need the malich. Correct? But if you look in the Magen Avraham, what is the Magen Avraham of Sifkat Beis quote? Who does he quote? The Shla HaKadosh. What does the Shla HaKadosh say? You remember? What does the Shla HaKadosh say? I'll tell you what he says. He says, if you drink old wine, and it's so sharp, you need some bread to get rid of the sharpness. What bracha do you say? You say the bracha of the wine and the pot is the pas. Because the yain is chashuv. You're only drinking the pas to get rid of the what? Bitterness. It's tuffel to the yain. Wow. So Mishnah Berurah says it's sifkat and hay.
Even if you didn't have das?
Oh, you did have das. Mishnah Berurah says it's sifkat and hay. That's only when you eat a little bit of bread. But you're a phony if you eat a lot of bread. Why are you a phony? Because you're eating a lot of bread because you want to, what, fortify yourself. Don't tell me you're eating a lot of bread to get rid of what, the sharpness. If you're drinking a little bit, that's fine. But if you drink a lot of it, sorry. If you eat a little bit of bread, I understand. If you eat a lot of bread, you're faking. You're not just eating the bread to what? Get rid of the sharpness of the wine. You're eating it to what? Fortify yourself. And therefore, you're chayav to say the bracha. Mishaburu concludes, B'shem the Shlach HaKadosh. Please get it. Shlach HaKadosh. The great go. Listen to this. He says, I don't want you to get involved in this case. What do you mean I don't want you to get involved in this case? Please do not eat pas for the sweetening of the wine. Meaning the wine was so sweet you need the bread to offset it. Do not get involved in it, because sometimes it's very hard to say I'm eating this bread only what? To get rid of the sharpness? Or am I eating the bread to what? Fortify myself. That's very hard to delineate sometimes. And therefore the Magen Avraham, that's what the Osios is cholek. Okay, we got that? That's the chiddush we want to suggest. That the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, should the Shlach HaKadosh prevent yourself from eating this bread before drinking the wine? Because it's very hard to discern. Are you playing games and just eating the bread to get rid of the sharpness? Or are you eating the bread to fortify yourself? So at the end of the day, what do we have? What do we have? Does pas become tuffel to the maliach only when you have to eat the what? The maliach? And therefore it gives it like a power? Or is it said even when you don't necessarily have to eat it, but you eat it on your own volition? So it seems like the maskaras aposkim is only when you really have to eat it. Only when you really have to eat it does the maliach become the ikar and the pas become the tuffel. Yes, Akiva.
Now I know you're supposed to avoid it, but if you're eating hot peppers and you need bread to kind of numb the pain, what would you make?
So, in that case, you have no choice because you have to have the bread, but just eat a little bit. Maybe in that case, it's tofu, maybe. Someone told me last night they have sciatica. You know what sciatica is?
Yeah.
They have a pain in the back that runs down the leg. They took steroids and they took it on an empty stomach. The doctor didn't tell him, and he said he almost called on Solomon. He started sweating and stuff, and he had to eat food right away. So that's an example of eating the food, not for the, you know what I mean? Here you're eating the bread to get rid of the harifas. Thank God he was okay. Okay, that finishes which mahalach? Number three. You with me now? Say it. Four. Let's go number four mahalach. Let's get this, guys. Let's work. This is how you work at Iker and Tofel. Do you know the Ramah wrote a tshuva sefer?
Yeah.
Called the Tshuvas HaRamah. Dr. Siv was a professor of many years. He worked at it. That's all. He put out the sefer with notes. Tshuvas HaRamah. Ramah wrote tshuvas. Now listen to this. In a situation where the bread is tuffel to the maliach. Yeah? Tired, huh? Tired. What time did you go to bed last night? Late? Yeah, I'm tired too. I'm run down. Well, you know what I say to that? Push, but push. I got to push. I got a terrible. I got a terrible cold. I don't. You got to push. You got to push.
The only issue is the
door. Oh come on! You get more scar. More scar. Listen to this. In the situation, let's go. In the situation where the pas is tough with the maliach, do you have to wash for the pas? Wow, that's a fascinating shaila. Sam, get this down. This is number four. When you have the pas, the tana, are you with me? When you have the pas, Maisa, this Rav is calling me now from sick. I got to get the forms from the Mechir's Chometz. But I'm not going to interrupt Shooter for it. You know, I want to get the forms, though. Are you ready? So listen to this. You with me? When you have the bread as tuffel to the maliach, do you have to wash for the bread? My first reaction would be, well, if you're not saying amotzi on it, maybe you shouldn't have to, no? Let's see if I'm right or not, okay? So the Ramah in the tshuvas, the very first tshuva, Simen Aleph. With me? Simen Aleph in the Ramah, tshuvas Ramah. Dr. Siv put him out. He was a professor. Zatzal. So the Ramah quotes Chachme Ador, had a suffix. When the pas is tuffel and you're not saying amotzi, must you wash on this bread? So the Ramah is machria. What does machria mean? Decides. Where do we have machria? Excellent. Rabbi Gamliel is machria to who? To Beishamah. Usually, Bachrim means take a little bit of here and take a little bit of there, right? Okay, now listen to this. We had the old slacks shot.
Yeah.
So the Ramah's Machriya, that since you don't say the bracha vavotzi on it, you don't need to wash. Then, he quotes, there are those who want to prove that it's not true from Rabbi Yonah. What does Rabbi Yonah say? It's on Nun Gimel Beis Damascus Tiber. The Rabbi Yonah says, if you eat bread before you drink wine, in order to sweeten the shtia, yes, you must wash your hands before you eat the bread. Again, you got me? Rabbi Yonah says, if you eat the bread before you drink wine, in order to make the shtia sweet, you must what? You have to wash your hands before you eat the bread. So it's muchach from this Rabbi Yonah that what? That even when the pas is tuffle, you have to wash for it. Yes? Comes along the Ramah and he's doch in the raya. How's he doch in the raya? Very sharp. He says, according to the Chumash Hadeshin, that's when you're eating the tuffle before the ikker. When you eat the tuffle before the ikker, even though the bracha might change, yes? But what? But you're still chayv to what? You're still chayv to wash your hands. But if you eat the pas after the ikker, yes? If you eat the tuffle in the right place, maybe after the ikker, then in a chanam you don't have to wash. Wow. You got that? So the Ramah's Machriya, that you don't need to wash. You got that? He tries to prove that what? What does he try to prove? He tries to prove that what? Tries to prove, there are those who try to prove that what? That you have to wash for that Chumash HaNeshim, for the Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah is talking about when what? When he ate the tuffle before the ikker. When he ate the tuffle before the ikker, then you got to wash. But in a chanami, if you eat the tuffle in the classical time after the ikker, why should you have to wash, even if it's bread? That's the psak of who? Who is that the psak of? Ramah. Correct. Comes along the Shlach Kodesh. Bugger of Rav quotes. Did you see the Bugger of Rav quote the Shlach Kodesh? I gave you the Bugger of Rav. Reshit Beis Sifkat Gimel. You didn't see him quote the Shlach Kodesh?
I did.
So the Bugger of Rav quotes the Shlach Kodesh. And he says like this. He says, the Shlach Kodesh is the stopping. When the pas is tuffel, you have to wash your hands. Not sure. Because we have a principle. Darsh Tifugo Mamashka. What's Darsh Tifugo Mamashka mean? Karpas. You dip it in the salt water, you gotta wash beforehand. It's not bread. But we're afraid, you're afraid that what? Your hands are tummy. You're gonna get the celery is true, you're gonna get a tummy. Yes? Anytime you dip something in water, what's it do? Anytime you dip it in water, what's it do? You gotta wash. So he says, wash here. Why is it any worse? You should wash with the bread as a tuffle because of the gzeirah of truma. Or no! Maybe that since the pas is tuffle, there's no need to wash your hands. This is the suffering of the Shlach Kodesh.
Why would it be tuffle?
In the case is that it's tuffle. In the case where bread is tuffle for the hearing.
So
the bullion. No. He wants to say, Elisa, maybe you should have, what's his mascara? Wash without a bracha, says the Shlach Kodesh. Wash without a bracha because we don't find in the poskim that there's a chiyuv to wash for tuffle. So he says, do it without a bracha. So the Ramah's Machriya, what? You don't need to wash at all. Shlach Kodesh says, what? Wash without a bracha. Comes along, Prisha, on the bottom of the tour. Let's get it. Comes along, Prisha, says the Prisha, that the shita that says you don't have to wash, like the Ramah, let's say you feed your friend bread. You feed him bread. Let's say someone's in an accident, got you. You're feeding him bread. Do you have to wash?
You?
Yes.
No.
You're not. No, you don't have to wash. Correct. The master is the pass. What's the master's the pass? I guess you're dealing with bread. You don't have to wash. So do tofu. When you're eating the bread, it's tofu. Get out. You come. Remember how to wash his pass. Qua, pa, you know, in Latin, qua, where Rosa says qua, pas, qua, pas. I don't know what qua means. Bread as bread. You're not eating it as bread when it's in a tuffle slot. Says the Prisha, that he thinks that's the smarter, wider bucket. But he concludes, Rebbe Yonah seems to say you got to wash against the Ramah. So it seems like at least the Shlach HaKadosh is backed up by the Rebbe Yonah. But the Rebbe Yonah could say he was talking about what he ate first. The Shlach HaKadosh says even if you eat it afterwards, you still got to wash. Or without a Ramah.
Well, why do you still wash the carpets for any time?
Because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we wash without a bracha. We wash without a bracha. Beis HaMikdash doesn't even say with a bracha, Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, that's what it seems. Yeah. We do it now, Lamaisa. We'll discuss maybe some of the reasons next week to get it more involved in the same. The Chol Shabbat. Okay, let's take this a step further now. We're still within this mile, the third mile. Yes, this is number three, correct? This is four? One was Tarubis, what was two? Bach, we can share, and Dolph, what's three? What?
The Marshal asked.
Yeah, the Marshal, the third one was whether Pas is considered to be what? Tough only when you need to or when you want. Yeah. And the fourth one is this spot.
Yes.
Good? Now, let's get this. Organization! You got this? Let's get this. Take your tough. Now, what is the difference between eating pas after the tuffle, that you don't need to wash your hands, between eating the pas before the tuffle, you need to wash your hands? What's the difference?
We were eating the lechem before the tuffle.
Remember we made the distinction, the Ramah? Remember we say the Ramah says you only have to wash your hands if you're having the bread before?
Before the ikker.
Before the tuffle. Before the ikker, yes. But if you're having the bread after the ikker, then you don't need to wash. Remember we said that to you? That was the chiluk we wanted to say with the Ramah. Okay, what's the smar of that chiluk? Because the dark emotion itself, in Sifkat Beis, in Reishu Beis, Sifkat Beis, the dark emotion said go to Ramah. So he writes that we eat the tuffle before you say a shahakal. So you see, he holds it, eat the tuffle before, has a din tuffle. So if it's a din tuffle, maybe you should what? Maybe you shouldn't have to wash that either, Levi's. Maybe you shouldn't have to. No, according to Ramah, dark and white should was. According to Ramah, when you eat the tofu, code you say shaka. So you see, there's a good tofu. Yes? So maybe you shouldn't require washing his hands even before. It's like a steer in the Ramah. The Ramah didn't choose to the dark and white. The Ramah wrote three. We may have written more, but he wrote the dark and white to it. He wrote the map on the Shulchan Aruch, and he also wrote his Shubis. He also wrote a Sefer on Korbanos Paras HaOilah. So they want to know what the svar is. If you hold like Dark Emotion, what's the pshat? Dark Emotion Ramah. You follow me? So listen to the terrorists. So it could be pshat Emotion. The body of the Bible goes to pshat. The blade! Rav Leib Malin, you remember? The great God is a Rishud, is a Talmud. The Vayu, the Rishud, is a Rishud, Rav Leib, I learned it from Yitzhak Kovar, my Rebbe, Rav Leib Malin. Listen to this. He wants to say like this. He wants to say there's a big difference between the two. If you eat the tuffle before, you're right, it has a din tuffle. Yes? The tuffle you eat after the ikker, the mechanics are what? Sample. If you eat the tuffle after the ikker, then the bracha and ikker goes on the what? Goes on the tuffle. Yes? You follow me? The tuffle you eat after the ikker is part of the bracha, because the chivas did full of chivas, because you're part of the washing. So the achivu that fell is the achivu that racha in the chayat and tibu. But an achivu that's did full to another achivu doesn't require the chivas to die. But! You eat the tuffle before the achila, low nitful liquor. You haven't yet eaten liquor. So therefore you're eating the Torah's tuffle. It doesn't what? It doesn't have the Hadam Yuchedis, but you're chagging Shahakal, but you're still chagging the things to die. Because why? Because the achila is not nitful to a what? The achila is not nitful to another achila, because you haven't yet eaten liquor yet. So that's why that's going to get into the Siddhartha. You follow me? That's what Rav Leib Malin wants to say. Okay? That's what he wants to tie in the mice. This kiddush.
Very deep. What
did you say?
Is
there any chiddush, or is it just saying
that? Yeah, it's a chiddush. He wants to say that only an achiva that's nitfal to another achiva can you say there's no chiva to a sedai. So the bread that you eat after the ikr, the tofel slot, since you ate it afterwards, it's nitfal to another achiva, so it doesn't need to a sedai. But if you eat the tofel before the ikr, it's not nitfal at all to any other achiva. If it's not nitfal to any other achiva, then you would be what? If you should die. You understand what I'm saying? Therefore, you can prove the truth of that should eat the before you see a shako. Every tongue's high. Right? If you eat the tongue after the acre, the Achilles and the palace, and you claw brought it. We eat the tongue with the acre, the Achilles and the fellas. That's what I was thinking. You know what I mean? Maybe you can embellish it. I want you to get it down. Maybe you can say it a little bit better. This is what right in the Bible would be said. When you do the tuffle before the ikr, the lumpness of tuffle and ikr is that it's a chief bracha on the tuffle, but it's popular with the what bracha of the ikr. You understand what I'm saying? When you eat the tuffle after the what ikr, which is the classical way to do it, then maybe a tuffle doesn't require a bracha at all. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why there's no detiru either. That's why there's no detiru either. You hear what I'm saying, the lumpness? Just like you missed it when you walk out, say it again. What comes out like this is that when you eat the tuffle before the ikker, maybe the lumpness is that what? What's the lumpness of ikker tuffle? That there's a requirement of bracha and tuffle, but it's part of the bracha and ikker. That's what you have it before. But if you have the tuffle afterwards, maybe the lumpness of tuffle doesn't need a bracha. And that's why it doesn't need a one netiwa, because that achiv is midful to the ikr achiv. But if you eat it before what? You need a netiwa, because why? The lumpness is that what you do require a bracha. The only reason why you're not saying a bracha, because it would be theoretically bottom with what? With ikr, but you're eating it before, you need a bracha. That's the chiddush you want to bring out. Please get it. That's what I want to bring out, was Shem Ochiv, and Yeshua Zedesim. This is the chiddush you want to say. The fizay tofel jilo chiv and chumas adeshin. That every tofel is chayav a bracha. That's what I'm saying. You can't prove from the chumas adeshin that every tofel requires a bracha, because only maybe a tofel that said before. You understand what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? That svara that we brought up yesterday, that a tofel doesn't need a bracha, we said it's possible it's only by a bracha chron. Remember we said that? That shara tzim, maybe no one said by a bracha chron. But nonetheless, if you want to say that, so we're limiting it to what? To a case where you had the tuffle after the what? We're limiting it to a tuffle what? Tuffle after the ikkum. Here, are we talking about bracha rishon or bracha achron? What are we talking about here? We're talking about a bracha rishon. So here we're introducing this far of a tuffle not needing a bracha by what? I want to write this up. Maybe we can write this up. Maybe I can write this so they ask me again for this. I got to write up some shulter for this yitzchak. They will write this up. It just takes so much time to write it. I do like 7-8 hours. I'm trying to do it. I don't like to write a whole one. You have to write a terror. You're allowed to write a terror for one. I don't like to do it. They will write up the street. They got the way here to stroke. I go here to stroke for 4 days. But I'm going to fly out of the plane. But it's hard sometimes. If you're not, you know, sometimes it's not comfortable. It's hard to do stuff, you know. You know, you have all these goals in your flight and do stuff. And then sometimes it's just, you know. You know, whatever. Sometimes not easy. Okay. These are excuses I'm making up. Okay, let's go. You with me? Let's go. You ready? Well, how many mahalakim are there? Four. Let's go to five. Ready? Number five. Here we go. Comes out. I want you to get this. The sheet of the Bogey of Rome. What's the Bogey of Rome? What's the Bogen Avraham say? You tell me, Shmuel, if you eat the tuffle before the ikkar, what bracha you say? Shahakal. But only if the what? Only if the ikkar is also what? The Tana, are you with us? The Tana! He's not here. The Tana, what are you doing? You gotta be the simcha, guys. You gotta be the simcha, the mice. We'll call him back. You gotta be the simcha.
You ready?
Who's saying the right prayer tonight for Shabbos?
Shmuel?
Yeah. Okay. Does anyone want to say it too?
Okay.
Too tired? Steven? Give me yes. Whatever you want. No pressure. Never any pressure. Okay, you ready? Okay. Are you with us, Natano?
Natano!
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay. What did you say? Now we start with the fifth mile. Here we go. Number five. Here we go. You ready? The book of Rum says, you only say Shaco and what? What do you only say Shaco?
The Tuffles before.
The Tuffles before, but only if the Iker is also Shaco. You understand what I'm saying? Only if the Iker is also Shaco. So, the Iker had a piece of steak. He had a steak and he had some I don't know, mashed potatoes as a side thing, but it's a Tuffle. That's not a good example. I don't know, something on the steak that's like, I don't know, some like sauce or something would say. Now, I want to eat the sauce before I have the steak. So, since the steak's shakel, I have to say, let's say the sauce was like some soup. Soup is not dog, yes? But let's say the little bit of soup was as a sauce on the steak. All of a sudden, it's an adobo. No, it's a shakel. You got that? Mm-hmm. Oh. So, Rivari Limbalu says, what's a shakel? I'm going to go. So, says Rivari Limbalu. That the Yisoda did is that the Iker poters a Tuffle, even if the Tuffle's chai with a bracha. Yes. The Iker poters the Tuffle, even if the Tuffle's chai with a bracha. But the bracha is the same bracha as the Iker. And if you eat the Tuffle before the Iker, you have to say a bracha out of it. And it's shahakal.
It's the Iker included.
Yeah, the meat is shahakal, and you're having the sauce side of which is adobo, soup.
But does it really matter?
Yeah, it drops from a adobo to a shahakal. Yeah, sure it is, because you're eating that first, which was a bracha. So what happens if you eat it stone in the zayas? What's the din? Get it down, Shmuel. What happens if you have a stone in the zayas? What's the din?
Make a bracha on the zayas.
You eat a radish and an olive. Which is the Iker? A radish is the Iker. And the Zayas is what? The Zayas is a Tuffle. Yes? Well, let's say you eat the Zayas before the snow. What bracha do you say? He said you say Adobo, like the radish. Drops from a Eitz to Adobo. The Iker is a Eitz, and the Tuffle is Adobo. Yes? Let's say the Iker is a Eitz, and the Tuffle is Adobo. You eat the Tuffle before the Iker. What bracha do you say? A Eitz. No, a Eitz. You up it. You up it. Isn't that amazing?
You up it,
yeah. The Iker was what? The Iker was a the Tuffle was Adobo. You're eating the Tuffle what? Before the Iker. You up the Adobo! Shmuel, did you hear this?
Yeah.
You up the Adobo to a Eitz. It's amazing.
Wait. No,
this is the sheet of the Book of Rome. Wow, I am made. Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, you up the Iker to...
You up the Iker is what? Aetz. The Tuffle's Adama. But since you're having the Tuffle before the Iker, you up the Tuffle from Adama to the Iker Aetz.
And the Iker drops down.
What did you say?
The Iker drops down.
No, you're not going to say. No, you say the regular bracha on the Iker. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. If you take this bracha room seriously, that's what he says. This is where Mary Lynn Malin says. Amazing. Comes along the Masah chapter. Sam, did you get this? Come on, get this down. Let's say it again. Rav Leib Malitz is amazing. Kiddush Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, you have a stone in a kazayas. A stone in a kazayas. The stone is bigger than the rest. The kazayas is the what? The kazayas is the tuffle, yes? Whatever you eat the tuffle first, what bracha you say? A double. Drop some eggs, but a double. You got that? Sam, you got it? Now what happens to one the other way? Will you say it the other way? He says, yes. What happens if the Iker is what? What's the Iker?
The Iker
is a H. What happens if the Iker is a H?
And the
Tuffle is a double. Okay. And you eat that double first. You eat the Tuffle first. What wrong thing to say? You up the Tuffle to a H. That's nuts. That's what he says, the Magen Avraham means.
Wait, how does that work though?
He says, that's what he says. You always got to say the bracha can bring us the Iker. Because it's Tuffle.
You're saying
I ate on something that was an adobo, yes. That's what he says.
And it's
That's a gigantic Yiddish.
Yeah,
but I'm saying to upgrade something is a basic Yiddish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Mishabur say the following, get it. If the Birkas Iker is not Shahakal, then you say the Brahman the Tom Rikasa Abinuyan. Yes? So if you eat slo and you eat bread with it to get rid of the sharpness, comes out the stove's into the bread and stuff. What if you eat the pasta before the stove? According to the Truth of Deshin, you always say Shahako on the pasta. According to the Bugger of Rome, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? According to the Bugger of Rome, you're going to say Abotsi. Right? He says, Lafida Bugger of Rome, you're going to say Abotsi. He says, Lafida Bugger of Rome, you're going to say Abotsi. Why are you going to say Abotsi? Because why? Because according to the Bugger of Rome, yeah, you always have to keep the brachas a lot. The ikker. What's the ikker here? What's the ikker in this case? Snone is the ikker.
Snone is the ikker.
So why would he say, why would the Mugger of Rome say it's a Hotzi? Why would it be according to the Mugger of Hotzi? Sorry, here she's Mugger of Rome. Right? See, the Machla Shekhar and the Shabru say, if the bracha is the ikker, if the birka zikr is not Shahakal, then you say on the tafel, the birka aruyin. Right? So if you eat snow and you eat the pas, so the snow is in the pas is the tafel, eat the pas before. So according to the Jewish Hadeshin, you're going to say what? You're going to say Shahakal on the bread. You always say Shahakal. According to the Bugger of Rome, Bugger of Rome says that what? What does the Bugger of Rome say? They want to say the what? If the bracha and the ikr is not Shahakal,
then what do you do?
What do you do if the bracha and the ikr is not Shahakal? You always go to the bracha that should be said. So if you're saying that if you're eating the bread before, what bracha do you say? Abotsi. It goes back to its regular bracha. It goes back to its regular bracha. That's what Machsa Shekel says in Mishabur. That's how they're masking the Mugger of Rome. Okay? So Machlaik between Reb Aryeh and Reb Aalon, it seems like, and against the Machsa Shekel of Mishabur. Now it comes along the Prima God. And he says, according to the Mugger of Rome, if the bracha of the ikr is not Shahakal, then you should never eat the tafel before the ikr. What do you see from that line of the Prima Gadim? Why would the Prima Gadim say such a thing, according to the Maggid of Rome? You told me. Why would he say such a thing?
Because he could.
What do you say? Why would he say such a thing? Don't eat it. Must be that he holds on what? That he understood the Bhagavad said the bicker is a hikr shahakal, then he should get shahakal, then he is a tafel. Yes?
Yeah.
You can say a bracha shahakal, then he is a tafel. The bracha the hikr, the tafel's nifter is that, like eating korn is hikr. He was tafel, it's not a hefshit. The dar nifter be having shahakal. If the bicker is not shahakal, then what? Then he can't say the bracha of the ikr. I'm the ikr. When you eat it after what? The tafel. Since that he was the tafel is considered the hefsek. Therefore, you can't eat the tafel before the ikr. Comes out, the Machsa Shekel and the Mishabura learn like this beer of the Prima Gadim. Yes? But they hold it. If the birka zikr is not shahakal, then you cannot say the bracha is the ikr. I'm the ikr. And Pata is in the tofel. So the Achreyach, you say the bracha the tofel, the bracha Ruguya, because if the Birk is a Hikr, lo patarto, then you have to say the bracha Ruguya. So it comes out that the Prima Gadim, Machsa Shekel, and Mishabura all seem to be learning one way in the Mugger of Rome, against the Aryeh and the Babel. They say that anytime the bracha is not Shahakal, what bracha do you fall back on at the top of you before the ikr? The bracha ruyulo, that I normally guess. Whereas according to what? Reb Aryeh Leib Aalon, he says he has to get the exact same bracha as the ikr, and it'll even jump to eights. That's why the Prima Gadim says, if the birka is ikr, is not shahakal, don't eat the tafel before the ikr. Why? Because if it's a shahakol, it's a yechidus tafel, and therefore it goes right in, it's not a what, it's not a hefsek. Yes, because you're, but if the bracha is an ikr, is not shahakol, then he can't say the bracha on the ikr. And as lo yachol of our spirit is an ikr on the ikr, shahakol, kishah, akhra, tafel. We did after the tafel. The yechidus tafel is a hefsek. Therefore, don't eat the tafel for the ikr. That's showing that he holds like what? The birkas ikr is not shahakol. You cannot say the brachas ikr on the ikr. And pata it is in the tafel. So what do? It's not the same. If the birkas ikr is not shahakol, you cannot say the brachas ikr on the ikr of the gift of the tafel. So befreyat, you have to say the brachas ikr on the ikr. And the birkas ikr is a pata, and then you say the brachas ikr on the ikr. Okay. Fine. So Rabbi Yehuda Ba'am is a tremendous chiddush in the Mogen Avraham. Tremendous chiddush. Because the Mogen Avraham says what he says. He says Shahakah. Question is, what did he say Shahakah? Did he say that all the time? The only time you say it, the Rav of Berkah is an Ikr. Did he say that all? Did he say it? Does he say his principle that always gets the Rav of Ikr, even if not Shahakah? Only when it's Shahakah. You follow me? When the Mogen Avraham said that if he eat the tofu before the ikr, that it gets the bracha of the ikr, did he only say that when the ikr bracha was what? Shmuel! Yeah. Did he only say it when the ikr bracha is shahakol, or did he say it even when the ikr bracha is not shahakol? So Rabbi Yehuda Ba'am wants to say, even if it's not shahakol, the tofu will always get its bracha. That means you could have a situation where you can upgrade the what? Something that's a dhamma to a eitz, because the ikr was a eitz. Right? That's an amazing finish. The ikr was a eitz. Whereas, no way, according to the Magen Machzashek of Mishnah Berurah and the Prima Gadim, not a chance. The only time you say the theory of the Magen Rav is if it's Shehakol. If it's not Shehakol, then you're going to go back to its only its regular bracha, whatever it is, when you eat the tafel before the ikr. You follow me? It's a bit kiddish to say that, to interpret the Magen Rav like that. That the tafel would jump to a eitz? That would be amazing. And therefore, you say the eitz on the tafel, therefore what? It also goes on the ikr. You got this? That ends number which mahalach? Number 5. Let's go to 6. Then we got to go back to the Gemara. Number 6. What's 6? Let's get it. 6 is the words of Ruah. Ozaruah. You heard of that song? Of course, Ozaruah is a rishi. The words of Ruah writes, we say it 7 times. I think we say it 7 times in Kol Nidre, remember? Or is it Ruah 7 times? Say that phrase. What's it about Tzadik? Do you say what's a Ruah?
I think I did.
You say what's a Ruah about Tzadik, or just what's a Ruah?
Oh, the jerk did.
I don't remember.
During Kol Nidre?
Yeah, right there. Yeah. Okay, let's get to 6, Mahalo. Let's go, guys. Gotta work. We gotta work. Number 6. Okay, here we go. There is a sheet of the Rabbah. What sif? Resh Yud Bey Sif Aleph. Right? That's a simon in Ikr and Tafel. Says the Rabbah that if the Tafel's Chaviv Alav, Ochlo Kodim. Wow. Mavarach Alav Achar Mavarach Al Ikr. The Rabbah says that if the Tafel's more Chaviv, you should say the Brach on the Chaviv before the Ikr. And he says that's what the Magen of that's what the Orza Ruah means in Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Vav. Okay, that's the Ramah. Comes along the Magen of Ram. I want you guys to know everything. I ask you, give me the 3 Gemaras we had at Ketz and Mubarak about Ikra and Tafel. Lamed Vav Shemin and Negron. What else? Come on. Mem Aleph and the Stone and the Zayas. No.
Tafel.
Yeah. And number 3 is what? Mem Dal and Mem Aleph. No. We had a Mem Aleph. No, we have Mem Aleph. Stone and Exias. No. What do you mean? Lama Tess with the Parparis, we had it? I don't think so. We had in the middle Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. No, remember that? Remember we said, is it Birko and Shavus or not Ula? Remember we had that Stone and Exias? You remember that? So I thought those are the 3 the Adap, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, 3 places. Okay, now listen to this. The Mogen Rav said they got a problem with this. The sugya earlier on the Aleph of an Aleph. What did the sugya say on the Aleph of an Aleph? It said, according to Brisa, where there's a machlekes tin who? To rebuke the Rabbanan.
What was the machlekes? If you eat a stone in the zayas, what do the chachamim say? You say a bracha on the stone, the pot is the zayas. What does Rebbe say? Because zayas, you say the bracha in shiva, and then on the stone. Correct. What did the Gemara say the case was? Hachamai eskinen, ikar and tafel. No. Did that the Gemara say? Stone is the ikar, zayas is the tafel. So according to the chachamim, the stone is the ikar, pot is the zayas, which is tafel. What did the Gemara say? Why would Rebbe argue on that? Rebbe doesn't accept the principle of ikar and tafel. Remember the Gemara's kasha?
Yeah.
That's what the Gemara asks. So what's the Gemara's answer? So what do you see? The Gemara asks. It's crazy. Rabbi Yudah doesn't call like a dicker tuffle. You remember that? So what was the Gemara's answer there? You guys remember? I don't remember. I shouldn't remember. It's a new lab. What was the Gemara's answer over there? The Gemara said, Rabbi Yudah's calling on the whole thing? It's nuts. Rabbi Yudah can't be calling on the whole thing. The Gemara said, remember they're arguing on something else. Remember that? Leol was slow to zikr. They're arguing another matter. Milsach Risi. Remember that case? Yeah. Okay. Fine. Gemara says Milsach Risi. They're arguing a different matter. What was the Milsach Risi? You remember? What was the Milsach Risi? Because there was something missing in the Brisa. Remember that? Barachat Zol Poses Nice. That's what the stone is zikr. The stone's not zikr. You can do whatever you want. That Shnei Su's Minabal, but Rikshay and Shavas. So it had nothing to do with the first part of the Gatav, not the second part, remember? Okay. Let me ask you a kasha, says the Magen of Rome. It's unbelievable, Magen of Rome. See how they do Shas so well. You do that Magen of Rome, if you're learning Shulchan Aruch on your own, unless you know Shas, you're not going to understand his kasha. But we learned the Gemara, so we can understand the kasha, Baruch Hashem. So what did the Gemara ask? Where it said, Rebbe Yudah never would say it. Let me ask you a question. Rebbe Yudah never would argue on Iker and Tafel. According to the Ramban, there's a rule. Why did the Gemara give a simple answer? What would the simple answer be? That tafel is from the Shuvas Aminim, and that's why we mocked him. That's it. Just like we find if the tafel is chavim, we mocked him. Why didn't the Gemara give that answer? And the machlokes we do the chavim is whether we mocked him Shuvas Aminim, like we mocked that machlokes. So the Magen of Rome says the Pshat and the Rosh Ruah is not like the Ramah. The Ramah is wrong. What did the Ramah say? That if the tafel is chavim, what's it did? Tova lean on the Gemara. If the tafel is chavim, what does he say? He said brach on it. Yeah, correct. But what do you see from this? If the Ramah was right, why did the Gemara give an answer that the tafel from the Shuvas Aminim and the Ramah to it? Just like we said in Rechavim. So it's a great kasha. So therefore, the Magen Rav says Pshat Rosh Ruah. He doesn't mean what the Ramah said. Doesn't mean it at all. None whatsoever. Okay. That's really what's the title. So it seems the few mashakas of the name words are ruah. It's like exactly the perish of the Magen of Rom. Mishmur is a post conceived to say like the Magen of Rom. Okay, so the Magen of Rom doesn't like this pshat, and he finds it very difficult. The Ramban of Mechaber doesn't like this pshat, and he's not referring to this chiddush at all. Okay, so what chiddush is he referring to then? It's not Machaber in the Schiddish. The Magen Rav said the Rosh Ruah didn't mean this at all. That if the Tafel is Chavv in that. So how would you answer up the Kasha of the Magen of Rome on the Ramah? How would you answer up this Kasha? So I'll tell you. It says Reb Arya Lev Ma'al, Chelik Alef, Simen Alef, first Stikl Torah, that the Chiddish of the Ramah You got this? How do you answer this kasha? So how do you answer the kasha of the Ramah? So Rav Aryeh Malan says, the Iker Chiddush the Ramah is like this. If the tafel is chaviv lo, it has a din tafel. But if you eat the Iker before, if you eat the Iker kodem, then the tafel chaviv is potter. The chachila, you should eat the tafel chaviv first. Why should you be makdim it? Because we have a din of Iker potter is a tafel. Even if the tafel is chaviv in a bracha, but the birchas ikr patas it. Because the birchas ikr is like the biggest tafel is the biggest ikr. So the Ramah says, or it's a ruah. We found that if you have a chaviv, and eno chaviv, she'er bracha on the chaviv. Because eno bedin, she'er chaviv if terenu. What does that mean? So the Ramah says, or it's a ruah, that since we have a chaviv, eno chaviv, she'er bracha on the chaviv. Heyos, she'er bedin, it's not correct, and eno chaviv if terenu. like the Rashba's Lashon, according to Mishos, Rashon Al Sefei, because Rashba, then the Iker is the same thing with Iker and Tafel. If you say the Bracha on the Iker and it's not Chaviv, it's going to part of the Chaviv, it comes out of the Chaviv, it's Nifnai and Eno Chaviv. It's better to say a Bracha on the Tafel that's Chaviv. Therefore, there's no kasha when the Magen Avraham asked, how's it going to be barbed with brachas? You're not allowed to be say a brach shein shuicha. According to what we're saying, that's the ikar chiddush chaviv. The chachimah doesn't part of brach shein chaviv. So the answer is the kasha of the Magen Avraham from the Baalif. Because if the shivas aminim are tafel, pakalem chashivas of the shivas aminim. If the shivas aminim are tafel, yes. If the shivas aminim are tafel, then it's pakalem the chashivas of the shivas aminim. That's the Iker Chiddush of Tafel, that the Bracha is like the Iker. Even if the Tafel is from the Shivas Aminim, there's no Maktim. You don't have to rush to be Maktim and the Varach Allah. So that's the Cheshivas of the Shivas Aminim. So it comes out, the Rezeru adds, let's get it, Lishitasso. He says like this. He adds this Lishitasso, let's get it. He says like this, this Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? He says like this. Please get it. He says, the Rezeru is Lushitasa. What happens if you eat the Tafel before the Iker? What Bracha do you say for the Rezeru? Shaka, yes? What does the Magen Avraham say? That's always the Bracha of the Iker Shaka as well, yes? Because what's the getter at the end of Tafel? That's like the Bracha of the Iker. So the Iker is Iker Shaka, the Bracha of the Tafel Shaka. Lushitasa. If the Tafel is coming, you have to come back to eat it. But the din of Tafel, the Iker is Iker Shaka, that's like the Iker. Therefore, if the Tafel is coming, you should not eat the Iker in part of the Tafel. It brings the Iker. Because it doesn't make sense that the Inukhav in part of the Tafel is part of the Inukhav. But he has a kasha. According to the Magen Avraham, please get it. According to the Magen Avraham, the words are Ruha, that you have to eat before you have to eat the Tafel Chavim. What Bracha you say? Pshuto. Even though I'm Abdab, according to the Sheikh, if you eat the Tafel before the Iker, what Bracha you say? Shaka, yes? So to hear you say Shaka. But according to the Magen Avraham, that's what the Birkas Iker is Shakal. They didn't say the Tafel Shakal, right? If the Birkas Iker would be Birk Pir Adama, the Tafel is Birk Pir Eitz, what Bracha do you say? No, you say the Tafel what? Adama, Kim Birkas Iker. Gam Kad, the middle, if you quote the Tafel and the Birkas Tafel is Birk Pir Eitz, and the Iker is Birk Pir Adama, what Bracha is the Tafel going to be? Again, if you eat first the Tafel and the Birkas Tafel is Birk Pir Eitz, and the Iker is Adama, what Bracha is? Adama. He said, Takashi Morzarua. He says, we have the stone of Zayas. The stone is into the Zayas is Tafel. But the Zayas is Chaviv. What do you do? He says, eat the stone, Korim. You say what? You say a Bracha. It's not considered a Barber Brachos. But according to what the Magen Avraham said, what Bracha should you say? You should say the Zayas is a Brachi Adama. Yes? And the Zayas, you should say a Brachi Adama. And part of the stone, because the stone is what? Stone is adama, it's always got to be the same bracha. Yes? So you say on the Zayas, bring your adama, and a pack of the stone, and therefore you're not married with the brachas. Wow! That's a tremendous chiddush. Okay? I'm going to repeat this. Please get it. Comes out, Lamaisa, this six mahalach now. The sheet of the Rezeru, the tafel is chavit. Comes out, Lamaisa, again. The Rezeru is lishitasa. Why is the Rezeru lishitasa? Because as we said, the Lashon Rashba, if you say the Bracha on the Iker is not Chaviv, the Pat is the Chaviv, comes out of the Chaviv, Niftai, and Eshiyo Chaviv. That's not good. So it's better to say a Bracha on the Tafel Chaviv. No Kasha, Mashiach, and Rav. How's it with the Barbe of Brachas? The Iker did a Chaviv, it's Lach Achil, it's an Eno Chaviv. So answer on the Kasha, and Rav from Mem Aleph. The Shivas Aminim is Tafel, it lost its Cheshivas of Shivas Aminim. That's the Iker did of Tafel. The Bracha is like the Iker. But if the Tafel is from the Shivas Aminim, you're not Makdim, it says no Shivas Aminim. Because it's Tafel. Yes? So it comes out the Rezeru is Lishitasa. How's the Rezeru Lishitasa? If you eat the Tafel before, what Bracha do you say? Shaka. What does the Magen Avraham say? That's only if the Bracha of the Iker and the Tafel are the same Shaka. Because what's the Getter do? The Bracha of the Iker goes on the Tafel. So the Bracha of the Iker Shaka goes on the Tafel Shaka. So what is the Tafel's Chaviv? You have to Makdim eat it. What it is? It'd be back to the Birkas of Iker, and therefore, if the Tafel's Iker, if the Tafel's Chaviv, you're not back to the Iker beforehand. Because it doesn't make sense. The Chaviv part is the Chaviv's part, I need a Chaviv. So, what's the Kasha? So, what's the Pshad a Ramah? And the Shidis or Zeru, you have to eat the Tafel a Chaviv before the Tafel a Chaviv. Why do you have to eat kodem as a tovachav? Why? What are you bracha going to say? Poshup shad is, so you eat the tovachav before the ikr, you say the bracha always tavi shakal, so to shakal. But according to the Maram Rav, that the birk zikr is shakal, and you say shakal, the birk zikr is a birk piyadav, the tovachav is a aids, you're going to say the tovachav birk piyadav, okay, because ikr. So to here, if you eat before the tovachav, and the birk is a tovachav is a birk piyadav, and the ikr is a double, say the tovachav a double. Plain and simple. Yes? So why in the words we were saying, if you eat a stone of Zayas, and the stone is the ikr, and the Zayas is the tuffle. So what's the pshat? It's a Kasa Razur, then he writes, if you have stone and Zayas, and the stone is the ikr, and the Zayas is the tuffle. Yeah? So what's the pshat? Why does he say, if you eat the Zayas, stone and Zayas, the stone is the ikr, and the Zayas is the tuffle. So the pshat is Zayas is chaviv. So the Zayas is chaviv, if you eat the stone, kodri of Archalov, it's not considered by Rabbi Brachas, because we're saying pshat among your rabbis, you say, bracha the Zayas pray for double, and pat the stone, you're not Rabbi Brachas. Keep the same bracha. Shmuel, did you get this?
No.
I'll say it again. Come on.
I'm like...
You gotta get this. Let's get this, Lebais. It's getting late, Lebais. We have to close with Chumash. This chiddush of the chaviv, what is the chiddush of the Ramah? If you have the tafel that is chaviv, what's the din? You eat it before what bracha is, you say bracha on the tafel, and then bracha on the ikr, yes? What did the Mogen Rav say? It's against the Gemara, because we're going to sit in a case that what? We're asked, oh, Rav Yudas chalik ikr tafel, why did we give this answer? That it's chaviv. Yes? That was the Mogen Rav's kashas. The Mogen Rav says, the Mogen Rav never held this. He never held if the tafel is chaviv, say the bracha on that. How would you answer that kasha? So Rabbi Eliezer Malan says, no. We say that what? We say that it's not considered to be a kasha because we say that if the shivas habidim are tafel, it's what? It's no longer a kasha, the shivas habidim. That's the chiddush. So if the tafels are the shivas habidim, you're not makdim it because it has no shivas habidim. So don't ask me that kasha. You never would say that you could do it on the chavav. When the shivas habidim are tafel, it's not considered to be what? Shivas. So it's a ruiz l'shitasa. Then if you say the bracha of the tafel before, what's the bracha? Shahako. Right? So that's only good according to who? That's only good according to the Ramah or Zeruah. But according to the Magen Avraham, what's the Kiddush? That the bracha is always like the Iker. Yes? The bracha is always the Iker. So if you eat the tafel, the bracha is a tafel's eights, and the Iker is breaking a double, what are you going to say on the tafel? A double. It's always got to be the same what? Same bracha. So why do Zeruah say that you have stone as Zayas, the stone is Iker, and the Zayas is tafel? But if the Zayas is Chaviv, you should eat the stone, Kodem, and say a bracha on it. Why? It's not considered Marav and Brachos. Because we said on the Zayas, what bracha are you saying? Adoba, because it's always the same as the Iker. What's the Iker? Zayas? Stone is Adoba. So in Pakas, you're not being Marav and Brachos. You follow me? So it comes out, that's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Okay, fine. Let's go one line of the Gemara, then we got to close with Chumash. Back to the Gemara, real quick. There's strange stories in this Gemara. We'll have to finish it on Sunday. But I want to just read the Lashon of the Gemara. All right, we got it? Remember we said we're up to Rabbi Abo, yes? Rabbi Abo, Achala, Dahav, Le Sharik, Le Duvdu, Duvdu, Be Afose. What does that mean? Please get it. Can't hear you. Rabbi Abo ate so much Perish Kedusha to what? So the zvuv, Dutva's zvuv, would slip off his forehead because of the oilness. So much oil, his skin became so smooth, and then he was able to what? Able to get out of it. Okay? He was able to get out of it, Lebaisa. Okay? Ravavi Ravasi Avi Akhle Adanatu Mazayu. Ravasi would eat the Paris Kedusha until what? Until the hair came off, fell off. And Shimon Lagash Avi Akhle Adanabarin. He ate until he became crazy. Yes, he refused to go back to his home. I'm going to be able to be to see it. Rabbi Yochanan and Sarai Shnok is his brother-in-law, acting like this. I've been shot at Rabbi Yudah to see him, Alushi Abasra. Rabbi Yudah, he sent Rabbi Yudah Anasi, the Chaburus Anasra, to chase after him, isolate the base, and bring him home so he wouldn't get lost. Like someone had Alzheimer's, God forbid. Okay? Someone had Alzheimer's, God forbid. Now, this story is something that's strange. Bizarre, so we have to get the Chiddush comes out of this story. We have to get the chiddush that comes out of this story. But Lobaisa, I wanted to just close, and then we got to get to the chumash. What is talk? Why are the Amoraim eating here so much? What are they eating here so much for? You ever seen anything like this? It's against the Gemara Erevin. The Gemara Erevin, what daf? Pay Gilma Beis, get it down. The Baikal of an Arbis, Asiris Aifa. That's what you're supposed to eat every day, like the mouth of the bod. Yes? If you eat more than that, you're a glutton. Who answered the kashin? So the note of Yehuda says, the shit that's mentioned Erevin is Biachas of Adam that's satisfied. He wants to eat more delight. To his delight. So the shear of Sir Seifa is not called a raftan. You want to eat a little bit more, fine. If you eat more than the shear of that, then you're a raftan. Then you're acting like a glutton. But someone who's not satiated from these foods that he ate, he can eat even more than the shear. Chasosomi called him a raftan. And that's what Yaakov Emden writes in Erevin. The shear of this raftan is said that got me stab foods, not like got me desserts and sweets. The Gemara says in Erevin, Pebez and raftan and bismashkich. Everyone finds room for a dessert. Yeah, excellent. Vav and Beis. Excellent, Sam. Everyone finds what? Everyone finds room for the dessert, Lebais. So how do you answer this kasha? Number one is talking about what? What your base thing is, you can eat up to that afterwards. Or we're talking about a situation of sweets where you're never called a raftan anyway. Lebais, you can eat more than the shir. Okay? That was the second terence. We want to tie it. Halach Lebais. But the first terence is the note of beauty is that you're up to that to be called a raftan. Bar Melechol. Lubaisa, to Mu'alla's sheet, it's considered to be a raftan. Okay, let's close with something chumash. I want to point out to you guys that it's interesting that a lot of times something bad might come out to good. A lot of times, let's say someone got fired from a job, it turns out it was the best thing for him. A guy was going out with a girl and the shidduch broke down. Might be the greatest thing for her. Might have been a catastrophe buried her. And we find that with the tzaras houses. When the tzaras houses became tzaras, they found gold inside of it. So a lot of times, it takes a long time to see the process, but you see that something you felt was bad turned out for the good. And that's the phrase of Koban Damarach L'Tavadov. You have to have the mood of what Tafet Brachos? Sabach L'Beis, I think. Stories where we keep everything that happens, he says, Latav. Now, there's a higher Madrega, which is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Koban Daruch Latav is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But the Patek Aruch says, there's a higher Madrega, Gamzu L'Tova. What's Gamzu L'Tova? You can see right now the bad, when the bad is happening, the good right now. Koban Daruch is a lower level where he's saying the future is going to be good. But that's what this concept of Digit Batim, because there are three things that the one Tana says never happened, Bitzor Mora. The other Tana says it happened. He sat on his grave. First Tana says it never happened. Second Tana says Irid and Dachs never happened. One Tana says the bias Beduga never happened. Then he says same Tana, same Amora. Then he says Ben Soramor never happened. Then he says Irid and Dachs never happened. So why the Torah can literally become a scar to learn to get scar, but also learn this message we're adding on that have to have a mood to be talking that from bad will turn out good. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Proud of you guys. Okay. All right, here, this is the tape. Please send it out. Okay, I'll see you guys tonight, 6:45. Please be on time.